Nisha's podcast teaser, episode 1, The Perfect Work of Art. This is one of the most extraordinary musical stories of recent times. A story of undying endeavour, unquenchable passion and belief in the spirit of music. Listen up to this story now and partake in its nature. Close your eyes and feel the waves wash over you. The waves of music, the way of the artist. When all seems lost and anything of note, of worth, seems vanquished, never to return. Then, sometimes hope, colour, rears its head amidst the fallen leaves. No time, no bind can halt its appearance. No din can chase its sound, for it is the essence, sings the Boheme. And you may ask yourself, is all true here? Ah, but let me tell you, this drama is not fictional. It's not a novel. All is true. So true, you'll be able to recognize everything that goes into it in your own life, perhaps even in your own heart. Maybe it is a lie, for what we are, it's not always what we think we are. So let the play begin.
This is the extraordinary feel-good story of a London Bohemian's lifelong search for the perfect work of art. How a self-released 7-inch vinyl of pure synth pop was recorded in 1982, purely as an experiment in art, became, without any publicity or promotion, a classic amongst serious vinyl collectors, paying up to $900 a copy. Anthony Waits, who used the alias Anthony Whistler Wild Waits, under the guise of his group Scenes de la Bohème, had no idea music lovers around the world were calling the song Zara, Standing in the Rain, the holy grail of early 80s cold wave music. Until people sought him out via Facebook, looking for copies of this rarer-than-rare single. Only 150 copies were pressed. Eventually, record companies began contacting him as well, wishing to release the single. Minimal Wave Records in New York have now brought out an album entitled Standing in the Rain, with the original two songs from the 1982 single, as well as four unreleased tracks from that period. Scenes de la Bohème are now writing an opera about Nietzsche going mad in Turin. Anthony Waits is fulfilling his long-lost dream of creating the perfect work of art in the form of this opera.
I never came looking for them. They came looking for me. I just loved the fact that someone put a needle on this rarest of rare vinyls and were blown away by the sound. Played it again and thought, this is brilliant. Who is this? This is pure early 80s synth pop. I want to know more. I want to hear more. And came looking, but nothing. This seems to be about him. It or they just don't exist. Just this masterpiece of sound. There is no record of them. There is no hype, no story of his creation. Just this incredible earworm of a record. Who is this guy, Anthony Whistler Wild Waits? And the Scenes de la Bohème, who are obliquely referenced on the DIY record sleeve. Prophecy, stardom, music that lives on. It's not arrogance. It's belief that you have something special. System of manipulation, corruption, record labels, corporations, refusing to be part of it all, going your own way. Why not? Be true to yourself, become yourself, so you create. The music never stops, it lives, and one day it will be heard. It's all about the song, not the hype. And you know what? I was proved right. There is the holy grail of the rare, then there is the Ark of the Covenant of the rare. Sooner or later, that rare diamond is going to be dug up. Scene 2. Phone call to Julian Hutton. Ah, Van Eardrum.
Van Whistler.
You're never going to believe this.
What?
Listen to this. A couple of days ago, some guy from Spain, just out of the blue, out of nowhere, sent me a message on Facebook asking me if I was the same Anthony Waits who did this.
Did what?
Well, he had attached an image, and when I opened it up, at first I was like, what's this? I had to look at it for a few moments, you know, take a double take. Then it dawned on me. I realised, hold on. That's the record cover I made years ago for the Scenes of La Boheme single. I recorded and cut on vinyl back in 1982. What the hell?
What?
Yeah, this guy had a picture of my old single. I said to myself, where did he get that from? No, I just couldn't believe it.
Well, that's amazing. This could only happen to you, Anthony.
Yeah, it was a really weird feeling. After all these years, up popped something as if from another life.
Your past catches up with you.
You know, it gave me this sort of flutter in my heart. Anyway, so I messaged him back. Yeah, that's me, the same Anthony Waits. You know, where did you get this from?
And have you heard back from him?
Oh, yeah. He messaged back as quick as a flash, saying a friend of his in Germany has an original copy and that he and his friends in Spain are mad about this single. They were talking about it being a masterpiece of early synth pop.
Well, it is. You played it to me once.
Did I? I don't remember that. If I did, I would have played it more than once. Anyway, he said him and his mates have it on MP3. Well, I haven't even got it on MP3. And Pedro was wondering if I still had any original copies left for sale.
Do you?
I just laughed to myself. For sale? Nah, I haven't. I told him no. Look, I'm sorry, I haven't even got a copy myself.
Shame.
Strange. Weird. Only a handful of people, as far as I remember, had a copy of this single. There are only 150 copies pressed. I released it really as a concept, a piece of art on my own label, and did nothing with it. It was never intended as a commercial release. Years later, when I moved, I'm sure I threw what remaining copies I had left myself in the bin.
You did what?
Yeah, when I last moved. After I got married, Beverly said, what do you want all these stupid records for? Why don't you just throw them out? So I did, in a moment of weakness, I suppose. I mean, I didn't even have a record player at the time. What use were they?
Well, this Spanish guy could find a use for them.
Yeah, 35 years later, some guy in Spain takes an interest. Through those years, by word of mouth and ear, this song must have travelled and created a life for itself, with no one pushing it but itself. How cool is that? This obscure piece of music finding its way to Spain via Germany. That's mad. I'll have to dig up some of the old cassettes I still have and have a listen myself. It was a catchy tune.